Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And as we head into the summer, and as we discovered over the last couple of years with a pandemic that bicycling was something we could do and social distance, and a lot of people like me got back into cycling and a great exercise and just a great activity and a great sport to do. And we're joined by Dave Deckers, newly launched bike.com website with a couple wrinkles in there that you're going to find interesting and great to have Dave on and reconnect with him. He's run lots of things in the bicycling industry, helped build and innovate big consumer brands like Schwinn, Mongoose, KidTrax, Roadmaster, and other companies as well. And Dave, thanks for coming on, sharing some of your thoughts and information, and just really impressed by bike.com.
Well, thanks, Rick. I'm really happy to be on here and talk about, let's talk bikes. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really impressed on how you got bike.com, the URL. That was the first thing that struck me. I did a double take.
You know, it's a great question. And I mean, it's a really simple answer. We were so fortunate that we have some investors that funded the purchase of the URL. It's, you know, www.bike.com. And with their support, we've been able to build this great team, launchbike.com. We have a team of really passionate industry experts. And as I was getting on this call, I was looking at kind of adding up the years of the industry, and collectively, the team that we formed has over 100 years in the bicycle industry. So really, you know, we're excited that it's launched. We're excited to share our experience, our knowledge, and we're excited to get more people on bikes.
Yeah, you guys really have that to offer, as well as a unique product. And I'm just really impressed by the website and how you guys are going about it. It's a, maybe the URL is not as important now as it was when the internet was in maybe its more infant stages. Still important, and you know, that website, just having that URL will drive a lot of traffic to it. But you know, how do you guys go about setting up the website, or what did you guys, what was important to you guys when you were coming up with all the ideas?
Yeah, that's, you know, you're right. The URL is just one aspect of it. It's great, right? Because it's easily memorized, bike.com. But, you know, we have to have a reason to go there. So really our goal is that we want bike.com to be that first destination where, you know, like you, Rick, can go and you can learn about e-bikes, you can research about e-bikes, and ultimately make that purchase of an electric bike, you know. And then on the back half, because we are direct to consumer, we really have to have that best-in-class, you know, customer success experience. So we're actually building our team right here in Dallas, where you can call our 800 number. Somebody will pick up the phone who is an employee of bike.com and can help walk you through your journey as you're learning about e-bikes, you know, researching e-bikes, and like I said, ultimately hope you purchase one.
Yeah, what's been the market penetration and what's kind of the reaction to e-bikes so far, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you, just taking a little step back, right, since the pandemic, e-bike sales have skyrocketed. You know, I was looking at a stat, July 2019 to July 2021, the growth rate has been more than 200%. But, you know, even with that huge growth rate, it's still a really small fraction of the overall bike market. So I think, you know, our estimates from imports, there are about 900,000 units are sold in the U.S. As more people discover the benefits of e-bikes, as more people see e-bikes out on the road, I just think that number is going to increase greatly.
With Dave Deckers from bike.com, CEO. And what are the demographics of e-bike purchasers or users, Dave, and kind of what's the age range?
You know, hopefully the age range is anyone who wants to ride a bike.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, most of the purchasers that we're seeing are people who have left the industry left the activity for various reasons, whether it, you know, lack of time, lack of just like they're too busy, their kids' activities, or they had other activities, and they're trying to get back into the activity. And e-bikes give you such a great advantage just to get back into cycling. It's, you know, it's less impact on your knees. You can go further, you can go ride longer, and you can still get that same exercise benefit from cycling. So so right now it's more people are buying e-bikes to get back into cycling. I really think that will change over time, and it's going to be people who just want an e-bike.
Yeah, it's going to change over time, Dave, because of a website like yours that makes it easy and really, really just sells the product on your screen, which is, I know that's your guys' goal, but I'm kind of a traditionalist. I kind of hearken back to the day of old bike shops and neighborhood cycling shops. Is there still a place for that? And you guys aren't going to, how are you... how are you going to help the people out that still like perusing the old that smell in the bike shop?
That's a great question. The bike shops have to stick around. I think it's critical to the industry. One of the ways that we're partnering with certain bike shops is by offering on our site that obviously we ship direct to consumer, right? So the bike shows up in a box, you take it out and you can assemble it within minutes and be riding. If you're not comfortable riding a bike, we partnered with an organization that has a network of independent bike dealers that you can sign up on the site and say, I want this assembled by a professional bike shop. We will ship that bike to that dealer. They can build the bike for you, call you, tell you it's ready, and you can just get out and ride with the confidence that it was built by a professional mechanic.
So it's win-win for everybody, you guys, the bike shop, and the consumer?
We hope so. That's the ultimate goal.
Cycling's still a really important sport. We're talking bike.com. And what about professional and amateur elite cycling? Dave, does that, when the Olympics are on or when we see a championship on a velodrome or the Tour de France, does that cause a spike? Do you guys figure that in? How does that impact bike sales or is going to impact e-bike sales?
You know, right now, I think anytime there is something with cycling, it increases the awareness of the category. And then consumers naturally gravitate towards a certain category, whether that be road, mountain, or e-bikes. So anytime you have a major event with great awareness created, you will get e-bike sales. So I'm all for anybody on any type of bike. I think it's a great activity. It's a great, great thing to do.
Yeah, I looked up some of my stats, and cycling or bicycling, depending on which survey or stats you look at, maybe ranks at number 9 or number 10 activity in this country. You know, ahead of sports that maybe get more TV time, like tennis and other things. So, cycling really hasn't tailed off as far as popularity. But I think there's, like you said, there's room to grow, and e-bikes may help that.
Absolutely. I think e-bikes just give that rider and that consumer just another means to get into cycling.
We'll put all the links in the show notes. Wrapping up here with Dave Deckers, bike.com. Where do you guys go from here, Dave? If this is successful, more products, more testing of things, redoing some things that were popular from the past, or is it all going to be new technology?
You know, that's a great question. So we launched about 20 days ago, and we're excited with the reception. We're excited with what's going on with bike.com. We do have a product roadmap laid out that we will have new products coming on every few months. And we're working with some outside partners. Like just today, we put two new brands up on our website to be offered as accessories for bicycles. So we will continue to look for the best product assortment and the best products out in the market, add them. We will continue to bring new bikes onto the site. And as you know, we listen to our customers, and we'll listen to what the market says, and we'll go in that direction.
Smart. You guys have a team with a lot of experience. I wouldn't question anything you guys do or going to do. And you know, one of my favorite activities is strapping my GoPro on and going for a ride on my bike. It's amazing what you can capture to go back and relive those beautiful great rides, especially here in the South when we can do it 12 months a year. So Dave, thanks for coming on. We'll put all the links in the show notes. Can't wait to see what you guys have coming next. And come Father's Day, we'll do a segment talking about what a great gift or what a great product this would be for dad or even young fathers. So great all around. Appreciate you coming on.